spouses have also been furloughed, cutting household income. For NPR News, I'm Steve Walsh.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Thousands of Kansans turned out for No Kings demonstrations across the state yesterday. Protests against the Trump administration and a wide range of its policies took place in dozens of Kansas cities and towns, including Topeka, Emporia, Kansas City, Salina, and Wichita. About 1,000 people turned out to demonstrate in Lawrence, including Marianne Henry of Baldwin.
We are in a dictatorship and not a democracy, and history repeats itself, and that's where we're at, and we need to do something about it.
I am David Guth from Lawrence, Kansas. I am here because the country has gone in a drastically wrong direction. We are ignoring the laws of the land. We are enriching the rich and stealing from the poor. And frankly, we're just doing stupid stuff.
My name is Susie Sigler from Lawrence, Kansas, and I am here to support democracy because it is failing in our world today.
Turnout was heavy at thousands of protests across the country yesterday. This follows similar No Kings demonstrations in June and on President's Day. An Emporia man was arrested for setting a car on fire yesterday. The Emporia Gazette reports that the fire department was called to a vehicle fire yesterday morning. 53-year-old Miguel Solorio Renterio was arrested on suspicion of arson in connection with the fire. The case has been charged to the Lyon County Attorney's Office for formal charges. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org.
Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-60s, light winds from the northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows around 50 degrees, sunny, warmer, and windy for tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s. Under sunny skies, it's 47 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
At Cornell University School of Industrial and Labor Relations. John, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
Weekend Edition is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station.
You're listening to NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting the Rocky Horror Show, showing October 23rd through October 25th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this beautiful Sunday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, we've all seen photos of refugees fleeing on foot, by car, by boat, on bicycle, but by jet ski? Coming up, Ruth Sherlock tells us about the extraordinary journey of one refugee across the Mediterranean. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC, presenting the Vienna Boys Choir October 25th, sharing music across the globe for six centuries. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
Hope you'll join us Friday night for KPR's Live Day broadcast, when we'll present our very own Destiny Ann Mermagan in a free concert at the Lawrence Public Library. Join us Friday night. Admission's free, but seating is limited. So please RSVP now at kansaspublicradio.org. And then join us for a night of spooky tunes, costumes, Halloween tales, and bad jokes. Friday night at 7 o'clock, presented by KPR's Live Day. Sunny skies today with highs near 65 degrees. Sunny for tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
The rapper Gucci Mane just released a new book exploring his bouts with depression, anxiety, and substance abuse.
There was a lot of epiphanies throughout the book. Things that came sometimes during the interviews, things that came afterward.
We talked to Gucci's co-author, Kathy Yondely, about what it takes to draw out those honest and raw reflections from some of rap's biggest stars. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me later today for KPR Presents as we remember NPR's Susan Stamberg, who passed away Thursday at the age of 87. It's a special encore broadcast of her 2012 talk at the University of Kansas Lead Center, a guest of the Lawrence Public Library. That's on KPR Presents, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock this evening on KPR 1.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.
Sunny skies today. We're looking at highs in the mid-60s. Sunny and warmer tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. It's 48 degrees in Atchison, 49 in Chanute, 47 in Emporia, 47 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This Old House Radio Hour. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Do get outside and enjoy this beautiful day today. Sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s, light winds from the northwest. For tomorrow, sunny, warmer, and windy. We'll have highs in the mid-70s. It's 49 degrees in Atchison, 48 in Emporia, 49 here in Lawrence, 49 degrees in Topeka. The time is 10 o'clock. This is KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. From LAist and APM, American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm your host, Jen Largis. On today's show, as wildfire season approaches, don't leave your home unprepared. Learn how to plan ahead to keep your house protected even before the flames arrive.
If there is one thing that you are able to do to reduce your risk from a wildfire is address what we call that non-combustible zone, your 0 to 5 foot perimeter around your home.
Adam Carolla bought back his childhood home from his father, but fixing and flipping the dilapidated property proved more than he bargained for.
My dad wasn't capable of doing any kind of renovation financially, spiritually, morally, physically, psychologically.
Plus, our experts share how to properly get your lawn and yard ready for winter. All of this, plus we're answering your home improvement questions at 877-864-7460. Coming up right after the news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Israel.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering customized photography sessions and packages to create artwork that captures light and emotion, now in downtown Lawrence. Information and portfolio at tcistudio.com. Hope you'll get outside and enjoy this gorgeous day that we've got in store. Sunny skies, highs today only in the mid-60s. Sunny, windy, and warmer tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. It's 52 degrees in Lawrence, 52 in Manhattan, and 52 in Topeka. This is KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on AIR, Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at airefugeeslawrence.org. We have a gorgeous day in store for us. Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-60s. Sunny, windy, and warmer for tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. It's 53 in Atchison, 54 in Manhattan, 54 in Topeka.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up next, it's To the Best of Our Knowledge, and then an hour from now, it's 105 Live. Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-60s. Sunny, windy, and warmer for tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. It's 55 degrees in Lawrence, 55 in Topeka. The time is 11 o'clock. This is KPR.
It's To the Best of Our Knowledge. I'm Ann Strangehamps. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge. From Wisconsin Public Radio, NPRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Don't wait. Get your tickets now for KPR's Big Band Christmas and join us Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. Last year's concert sold out 2 weeks early, so don't wait. Get your tickets now at the Liberty Hall box office, and we'll see you December 13th at Big Band Christmas. Find out more at kansaspublicradio.org.
There are stories.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Senior archivist Sarah Gard moderates Why the Armenian Genocide Still Matters with Alice Kelly Keehan and Michael Bobalion. October 21st at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-60s. It's 57 in Lawrence, 57 in Emporia, 58 degrees in Manhattan. This is KPR.
I'm guessing there is a houseplant or two or 10 in next time.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's 105 Live with Nick Carswell. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on Kansas Public Radio comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Rocky Horror, showing October 23rd through October 25th. Details at theaterlawrence.com. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on AIR, Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees. It's a volunteer group that sponsors refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assists with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Find out more at airefugeeslawrence.org. If you haven't yet gotten your tickets for KPR's Big Band Christmas, don't wait. Tickets to our annual holiday bash with the KC Jazz Orchestra sold out last year. Mark your calendar for Saturday night, December 13th, and get your tickets now at Liberty Hall or at Ticketmaster.com. KPR's Big Band Christmas is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-60s. It's 58 in Emporia, 59 degrees in Manhattan, 59 in Topeka.